It's back to school time, and you know what that means.
The death of all things fun.
Not exactly what I'd hoped you'd say, but that's not important.
Anyways, back to school. What about it?
It's time for Streeters, Stories, and Ukuleles.
Oh, my!
We've got swimming, we've got singing, we've got Sapan.
Sapan?
I was trying to make an alliteration.
You should go back to school.
I meant Japan. Travels in Japan.
Let's get on with it, then.
Let's tune into Anything Goes by Kids for Kids, All Kids Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca.
This is a story called Ash, and it's by Morgan.
Mr. Miles wasn't impressed with me being late again, but he wasn't surprised. Getting out of the house in the morning for me is such a drag. Not that I take long to get ready or anything. Joshua takes forever to get himself out of bed. I give the same excuse and always get the same response. Don't blame your faults on others, please have a seat. If I got a quarter for every tardy I have, I'd be rich.
Psst, Ash, Grace said, grabbing my sleeve. I was late too. It's like Faith knew we were the same.
This girl follows my every move. I always wonder if someone somewhere convinced her we were twins, because that's pretty much what she thinks. She let go of my sleeve. I mean, we already look alike. That really pisses me off, because we look nothing alike. She has dark hair and a bob cut. She claims it's black like mine, but it's just a dark brown. She also has freckles, which I don't. I really can't handle this girl. The worst thing about being late is none of the good seats are available, so I'd always be placed near Bach. I don't know what he thinks of me, but every week it's the same. Come on, Ash, just you and me. We'll grab as much dough as we need and hit the streets, leaving everything behind. My idea of leaving doesn't mean living in an alleyway and becoming some drug addict. I'd rather go explore places instead of settling on the streets like some hobo. Yeah, I totally get what you want, he said, wiping his hair out of his face. Bullshit, he didn't know a thing about what I want. Bach, Ashley, please face the front. I hate it when people called me Ashley. That's why I prefer Ash. Joshua parked his Honda a block away from the school. Great. When I opened the passenger seat, I stopped myself. His breath smelled like alcohol, and he was kind of loopy. Joshua, are you drunk? What? I'm fine. Let's just go. I got a cloud of beer smell on my face. I'm not getting in the car with you, and you're not going anywhere either. I grabbed the keys for the ignition from the car, put them in my pocket, and called Mom. I wasn't going to bring him on a crowded bus like this. Mom hadn't held a steering wheel long enough for her license to be expired. Hopefully the police wouldn't notice. When I woke up the next morning, Mom was in the kitchen. Hey, where's Joshua? She was quiet and had a red print on her face. Oh my God, did he do that to you? Ash, listen to me. Josh left. He's not part of this household anymore. Not as long as I'm here. What happened? He was a very bad influence, honey. I don't want someone like him sticking around you. Is he ever coming back? She put her hand on my cheek. No, sweetheart, he's not. I'm sorry. She was right. He was a bad influence. However, as unimportant as he may have seemed to me, he meant more. He was the only father figure I had known, and I know that's what he tried to make the best out of. It's hard to see how important something is to you until it's actually gone.
This is The Swim by Sophia.
This summer, I went to my cottage with one of my friends. She's my best friend, and I wanted her to share something special with me. She had never gone swimming before, so it was kind of weird because, well, it's a cottage, so there's a lake and there's the beautiful sunsets, and it's just all related with water, so it's kind of weird. She was so scared of the idea at first, but then I told her about all the fun and amazing times I've had at that lake. I grew up there with my family and friends, and, you know, I have relatives that come, and it's just so much fun, and we see the sunset at night, roast marshmallows. I told her about it, and then she started to like the idea more. There's so many things we could do in the lake. We could go on a canoe trip, we could go paddling on the pedalo, we could just swim, lay in the sun. She got so excited, and she wanted to try this new thing called swimming. So the first day, I brought her in, the lake. She was so freaked out. So she started grabbing onto my arms, and she was like, "Let go of me, let go of me, let go of me." And I looked at her and I said, "I'm not holding on to you. You're holding on to me." We were laughing and laughing, and my mom just started crying and bursting of laughter. It was hilarious. Then, the second day, she started to go in the water without a life jacket. It was amazing. It was like we were, like, so happy. We were just screaming of joy. Anyways, I'm glad I taught her how to swim. It also gave me a bigger experience, and now I could teach all of my friends that don't know how to swim how to swim.
I'm Sabrina, and I'll be talking to you about YouTube today. YouTube, one of the world's most popular websites that people are making a living off of. Isn't it funny how uploading a 50-minute video of you screaming about a scary video game can make you a quick $1,000? A lot of people think YouTube careers are so pointless. What do YouTubers even do? That's exactly like saying Anderson Cooper does nothing but talk. That's so pointless. I personally feel like YouTube is an amazing place where amazing people get paid for doing things they love. That doesn't mean YouTube is an overnight success story maker. These people work day and night to produce content, and people who don't understand that should try having 1 million people yelling at them to make good content. And if that content isn't good, you risk not eating for a week. It's hard and should be appreciated just like any other job.
Hi, my name's Catherine, and I'll be reading my story that I wrote called My Hero. He wasn't in my life for long, but the minute he was, I knew he was my hero. I don't even know how it all happened. One minute I was out with my friend going shopping, then the next I had a gun to the head and two strong arms holding me down. My friend was running away screaming. I was alone with two strange men. I closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and said to myself, "I can get out of this. Just talk some sense into them." Then I opened my eyes and said, "What do you want from me?" I only heard a deep laugh. And then I was pushed into a pink van. I guess it makes sense. You would not want to have a black van because there's always people talking and saying to stay away from vans that are black. But they never say to stay away from pink vans. As they were closing the doors, I saw a boy about 14 there looking. He took out his phone, paused, and then ran away. Then the doors were closed and I was trapped. The van sped off and I was thrown to the back, and then the front, and then the back again. The end. Thank you. Stay tuned next month for part two. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
My name is Eleanor, and I'm going to be doing a cover of a song called The Squiddles Song. If you're familiar with Homestuck, you're probably familiar with this song.
Wake up in the morning, it's a brand new day ahead. Sun is shining and the clouds smile down and all of your friends are dead. But the ocean is so friendly, the bright blue diamond stratosphere. And you know you're gonna have buckets of fun as soon as you can get out of here. Running from Skipper Plumfer, last night he murdered all of your friends. Hiding from Skipper Plumfer, you gotta run from your end. You came last night when you were all asleep, and you narrowly avoided death. You hid behind a rock while he got to work, now there's nobody to tangle with. So you swim and you swim and you swim some more to find a new squiddle colony. Though there's hope, you really can't help but feel just a little bit lonely. Running from Skipper Plumfer, oh, why must squiddles meet such an end? Hiding from Skipper Plumfer, it's time to make new squiddle friends. Squiddles are social creatures, squiddles need friends. Even when they have squiddle fights, they always make amends. Squiddles are peaceful plushy, squiddles would never hurt you. They bundle you up in a big friendship ball. Ooh, 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 ooh. Running from Skipper Plumfer, why must squiddles meet such an end? Hiding from Skipper Plumfer, it's time to make new squiddle friends. It's time to make new squiddle friends.
We're answering a few questions for CKUT.
What's that?
It's a radio station.
It's McGill's campus. Radio station. We do a kids radio show that airs on Saturdays, and today we're just asking people around campus a couple questions. It'll only take a couple minutes.
Sure.
Okay?
Alright. Name, and either what are you studying or what do you do?
Okay. My name is Rob, and I am a sports agent.
What are you excited to do now that it's warm outside?
Well, for me, I'm here in Montreal because I'm at the East-West football all-star game, and I came from Edmonton where it was snowing on Wednesday morning, so I'm very happy to be here with the nice weather, and I'm looking forward to going to the football game tomorrow, and should be a nice day, and just enjoying the city. I'm going to go out to a nice restaurant and stay outside as long as I can.
Well, football games are 10 times better in the snow. Not really. Actually, more in the sun. I like them better in the sun. So what is the best summer treat for you and why?
Oh, for me, I love a good Slurpee. When it's nice and warm out, yeah, I go and I get a Dr. Pepper Slurpee with a little bit of Coke splashed in there.
That sounds delicious. So what song's on your summer playlist?
On my summer playlist, I like to bring out the Tupac. I like old school hip hop, so I bring out some Tupac and some Biggie and some Snoop Dogg. And if I'm feeling kind of lighter, then I go with some Third Eye Blind. Yeah.
Sounds like an awesome summer playlist. What is the best thing that happened to you today?
Best thing that happened to me today, we have some clients playing in the game, and they had practice today, and they performed really well and really impressed professional scouts. So it's always good to see when our clients play really well and start building their name around Canada.
That's amazing to hear. So one poll question for everyone. Is it okay to be barefoot in public?
Yeah, absolutely. To each their own. As long as it's safe and it's somewhat clean where you're walking. So you don't want to step on anything that can cut you, but yeah, go with the flow. Yeah, it's summer.
All right, thank you.
So what's your name and what do you do?
My name is Robin and I'm a librarian here at McGill.
So our first question is, now that it's warm out, what are you excited to do outside?
I am excited to go for walks in the mountain and to have picnics.
What is the best summer treat that you like to have and why?
Ice cream, because it's sweet and it's cold and it comes in an awesome cone, and that's really fun.
Cones make everything better.
What is the best thing that happened to you today?
Being randomly picked for this interview.
Thank you. And what's your favorite summer song?
That's a tough call. There are so many good summer songs. But I've been listening a lot to 80s music, and I've been in a John Hughes kind of phase. So I'm going to say Don't You Forget About Me, which is from The Breakfast Club.
Our poll question and our final question is, do you think it's okay to be in public with no shoes or being barefoot?
Absolutely. You need to be barefoot outside at least once in your life.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Okay, so I'm Asmo, and what's your name and what do you do?
Okay, my name is Sajid. I'm doing PhD in electrical engineering here at McGill University.
And our first question is, now that it's warm outside, what are you excited to be getting to do?
Well, after this long winters, I think I want to travel and travel towards north to see some lakes and other stuff. Yeah.
Lakes are cool.
And our second question is, what's your favorite summer treat and why?
I'm a very boring person in that way, because I have a conference coming in June here at McGill University and I'm preparing for that. But summer treat, any idea, guys?
Like a favorite snack? Or?
Okay, snacks, barbecue is good. Yeah, we do barbecues on weekends, yeah.
And so what's a song you like to listen to in the summer?
Oh yeah, Johnny Cash, The Ring of Fire. Yeah, I like that song.
And now this is our poll question. Do you think it's okay to be barefoot in public?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like barefoot, you should be free to do whatever you want to do, whatever you like to do. So I think, yeah, I don't mind it. It's good.
Okay, thank you for answering our questions.
So, name and what do you do or what are you studying?
My name is Pia, and I am a civil engineering student actually at the University of Toronto.
That sounds super awesome. So, what are you excited to do now that it's warm outside?
Ooh, go to the beach, for sure. I love the warm weather, and just like wearing skirts and stuff is really nice.
What is the best summer treat and why?
I would say watermelon slices. They're just so crisp and cool, and they keep you hydrated when it's hot outside.
What's on your summer playlist?
My summer playlist? I've got some Sarah Bareilles on there. Her, I guess it's like a year old. Her Blessed Unrest album is really good.
What is the best thing that happened to you today?
The best thing that happened to me today was I got this bag. And I was looking for it, and it was on sale, so I was very excited.
If you could describe this bag for all our listeners at home.
Sure, so it's just like a sling-on shoulder bag, and it's like kind of, it's red-ish with some black leather detail.
So anybody trying to pick up a nice bag, just look that up into Google to definitely find something cute. And just our last poll question for today, is it okay to be barefoot outside?
Depends where outside. If you're in your own backyard, it's probably okay. But if you're walking the streets, you know, there's glass, there's different things, and it's probably not a good idea to go barefoot.
All right. Good answer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. Would you mind doing an interview for CKUT?
he's the boss for interviews. Like, he always been interviewed, so...
Okay, is it possible to do it in French?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. C'est quoi ton nom et tu fais quoi ou tu étudies quoi ici?
Ben écoute, moi je m'appelle Simo Djouri, je suis marocain, je suis étudiant à McGill et je viens de finir, je viens de graduer.
Merci. Tu hâte pourquoi maintenant que là, dehors c'est tellement beau?
Ben écoute, nous on était justement avec un copain, on était à la piscine, on essaye de prendre, de profiter un peu du soleil, il fait beau, c'est sympa. Genre, il y a une bonne ambiance ici à Montréal, surtout après l'hiver, un hiver assez difficile. Genre maintenant, on peut enjoy le temps bien comme il faut et c'est toujours super sympa de voir tout le monde qui est dehors, la population elle quintuple, genre c'est magnifique.
La piscine sent comme vraiment bon maintenant. Ouais. Pour toi, quel est ton comme
collation
favorite au l'été?
Moi, j'aime bien le rosé. Le rosé, plus précisément, si je citerais une marque, ce serait Mateus, les Mateus. Genre, c'est, j'aime beaucoup. D'ailleurs, on vient d'en prendre trois, genre juste tout à l'heure. Donc, c'est pour ça que je suis un peu, excité. Donc voilà, c'est tout.
Et une dernière question, c'est quoi ton favori chanson pour l'été?
Ma chanson favorite pour l'été, j'irai aller, vas-y, pour mettre un peu d'excitation dans le système, je dirais The Weeknd, Often.
Les pieds nus, sans souliers, au public, est-ce que ça c'est bon ou c'est...
Moi je respecte tout le monde, je trouve que chacun peut faire ce qu'il veut, quand il veut. Moi ça m'arrive de vouloir sortir pieds nus et je pense que chacun devrait avoir la liberté de faire ce qu'il veut dans la société de Montréal, genre on est tous libres et je pense que c'est une des valeurs fondamentales de ce pays et c'est ce que j'aime beaucoup dans cette culture.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup.
Bonne journée.
Bonne journée.
Who would like to answer the questions?
Okay.
I can help.
Okay, I do it.
Okay, and what's your name and what
My
do you
name
do?
Is Romana.
Okay, so just
I'm from Austria. I live in the USA for 2 years and we came to Montreal for this weekend for a class.
And so our first question is, now that it's warm, what are you most excited to do outside?
Just be outside. It's in winter it was so cold, it was too hard even walk to the car or something like this. Just sit down in the grass like the people here, relax, stuff like that.
And our second question, what is your favorite summer treat and why?
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, chocolate.
And what's your favorite summer song to listen to?
No, summer song. I think summer songs, they are always so annoying because they're always in the radio. So I don't know, sorry. I really don't know.
Yeah. And what's the best thing that's happened to you today?
Coming to Montreal.
We just got
I love it here. It's so beautiful.
And this is just a poll question. Do you think it's okay to be outside in public barefoot?
Yes. Yes. Where I come from, I never wear shoes. It makes the feet harder. I mean, I live in a country and... When I was a kid, sometimes I was bleeding, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So it's like the children here sometimes, oh, I have a boo boo.
You hear that, guys? It's gotta be tougher.
Okay, thank you for your time, then.
Hope you guys have a good time.
Yeah, have a nice time.
The show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
I've got it.
What is it now?
I've got the alliteration.
Go ahead, you've got the stage.
It was a spectacular summer Super Smash show.
I mean, it does start with S.
Aha! I knew I could do it!
I guess that was the spectacular summer Super Smash episode of Anything Goes by kids, for kids, all kids radio on CKUT 90.3 FM and CKUT.ca.
Conceived, written, and performed by Morgan Doe, Sabrina Sandy, Chloe Lee Gautier, Sophia Carmen, Catherine Trepanier, Eleanor Carboni, Ella Deutsch. Technical production by Tao Mnene Tardif. Produced by Sarah De A and Lou Stanjovsky.
Tune in next month for Anything Goes.
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
Open Gangnam Style.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Gangnam Style.
Happy birthday to you. Joyeux anniversaire. Santé, bêtis et terre.